Okay, so Dana, now you've done your 5-minute segment, and it was mostly around video games. How did you feel about it?
I thought it went pretty well. You know, I was sitting next to my sister, and we were putting up our favorite games of all time, well, so far. And I thought it went really good.
Your sister being Shelby Segrist, who is a celebrity around here, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you're 13, right?
Yes, I'm 13. I'm in eighth grade, and I really don't partake into, like, many activities except for, like, intramural, like, handball or basketball, and I'm in chorus, too.
Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work for you?
It's working really well because this is my first year as a soprano because for the first 3 years of my middle school time, I was an alto. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting.
I see. What kind of shows do they have you doing?
Just normal concerts. Yeah. Well, last concert we had a mix with the orchestra and it went really well.
And you did a holiday concert too?
Yeah, winter concert. It was in December.
I see.
It was the only concert that we did so far, and then we're doing one in spring.
So is singing something that you're going to pursue, or is it just a hobby right now?
Just a hobby.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
We know what a great singer your sister is, so we were wondering if you were planning on following in her footsteps.
Definitely no.
I see. And you mentioned some sports?
Yeah, handball. Oh, my favorite sport.
Okay, well, for sports, Dave can ask those.
Go ahead. What do you like about handball?
Handball, you can be completely aggressive. It's kind of like rugby, but just toned down just a bit more. And it's so much more fun.
What's the object of the game?
The object of the game is to get, like, a normal size, kind of like one of those squishy balls. And sometimes they use them for dodgeball, and you try to get them into your other player's net, and you can only have the ball for 3 seconds. And you can't go in between, like, this area. They got, like, this white tape around the goal, and you can, like, the goalie can, like, make a shot, and you get, like, 2 points or something. It's really fun.
Oh, wow, that sounds really cool. How long does it take to play it?
Well, in our school, we have rounds that last 1 minute and 20 seconds. One round for the girls, one round for the boys, and it keeps going until till gym period ends.
Oh, okay. So what other sports do you – I know you said basketball you like playing.
Yeah.
Are you on a basketball team?
Well, I played for the intramurals basketball team, but we didn't make it to the playoffs, but – was fun.
What position do you play?
Offense.
Basketball.
Offense.
Offense. What? I mean,
offense.
Like guard,
oh,
point guard.
Forward. Forward.
Forward. Yeah. Okay, forward. All right.
I always play offense. So much fun.
Yeah. Well, there is defense, too.
Yeah, but I'm better on offense.
Well, I know. Well, you're kind of like a fast break.
Yeah.
There goes Dana. Up the court. Try to slow her down. Ain't happening. So...
Now, you're also a big video game fan, as was obvious in your segment.
Freak.
Yes, I am what people say a gaming elite.
Ah.
Well, I like to refer to myself in many cases gaming god, because I have not been beaten by a game yet, except only two.
And what were those?
Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy and Shadow of the Colossus. Very hard games. Mm. Very good puzzle solving.
So your main focus is on video games, then?
Yeah.
I see.
I'm hoping to become a video game story designer, like writing the storyline and stuff like that.
I see. Now, are these regular video game systems or computers or?
Just like PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the games you do play?
Like Jack 3, Jack 2, Jack and the Precursor Legacy, the Onimusha games. Way the Samurai, Grand Theft Auto, beaten every single one, Resident Evil 4, and Gun.
Ah, so that's some pretty good stuff. Dave?
Oh, you have Gun?
Yes.
Oh, what do you think of that game?
Amazing. I thought it was the best Western game I've ever played.
I'm going to have to borrow that from you.
Go right ahead. Well, you got an 8.5 rating from PSN Magazine. I thought it was awesome. And, well, the storyline is pretty short. which it's action-packed, and it's, like, nonstop, and it's, like, right there, and it's, like, the Western all over again. But, however, after you finish the game, there's not much to do. There's not, like, any more poker games or anything.
Now, what is your limitations in the game? Can you do... I know I've seen the previews that you can almost do anything. Like, what is the limitations?
Well, you can buy a certain amount of items from a store, like gun upgrades, until they're all gone. You can take people hostage and kill them.
It's a pretty violent game, huh?
Yeah.
You just go up to a street and say, hey, I'm going to... There you go.
Yeah, you can have showdowns if you kill enough people.
Wow.
You could be a law enforcer, just do freelance or something, or you can, like, do anything. You could go up to a ranch and herd some cows and stuff.
Oh, yeah, be a cow puncher.
Mm-hmm. And throughout the game, there's, like, little, like, gold places where you can mine the gold, and you can be, like, 49er.
Have you ever heard of a game called Civilization?
Civilization. Never played it.
It's on the computer. My brother used to play that one religiously. I mean, he literally had to delete the disc because it was so addicting. He spent one entire day, 24 hours straight, defeated the entire game.
Okay, that's not even how much. That's like one third of what my sister did. She was playing 3 days straight, no rest, no naps, only pee breaks and snack breaks for the game called Morrowind, Elder Scrolls 3.
Which sister?
Shelby.
Shelby, okay.
Yeah. And she beat the entire game, every single side missions, Wow. Everything.
Yes. All right, let me ask you this. What was your longest stint on one game? One sitting, you might say. Hers was 3 days.
That's crazy.
I'm thinking, hold on.
Oh, I threw a curveball. That is really crazy. 3 days? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. On most, maybe, back in my old apartment, 11 hours.
11 hours? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Your eyes must have been bug-eyed by the end of the game, or end of that time.
Actually, no, not really.
Really?
Yeah, I don't blink that much.
Oh. Jeez. So, you basically like RPG games, right?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. You're not into the sport games, are you?
Well, no, not really.
Okay. I mean, I have some... I like sports myself. I have a few RPG games, but, you know, I have, like... Mortal Kombat. I have Virtual Fighter 4 at home. I have a lot of sport games. I have a couple of Gladiator games I just picked up. I picked up just recently a World War II fighter pilot game. You know, I'm still trying to master the arts of flying because they're failing me every single time I'm trying to get through the training sessions. So, I mean, it's definitely... You know, people say that video games are addicting, but I can vouch for that. But on the other hand, through video games, it increases your dexterity, mm-hmm. I think.
And your hand-eye coordination.
That's what dexterity is.
Yeah. Well, I also want to point out that Dave gave me some games that are really addictive, like Tank Battle, James Bond, and Power Rangers.
Power Rangers, please.
A crazy game. I still haven't even finished, broken some of the levels yet.
But we've
you just don't have the gaming gene, then.
Okay, well then maybe I'll give it to you and see if you can break it.
Yeah, it depends on which system it's for.
Nintendo 64.
Don't have it.
Dinosaur.
So do you yeah, so you're also into live action role playing, LARPing. Also.
Oh yeah, a lot of fun.
What's your favorite one on that?
She's a Potterhead.
I am a Potterite. I've created some LARPs of my own that hopefully will come into being, and I'll be GMing it. Well, my favorite so far has to be Vampire. I have a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm. And your character of Fëanor.
Yeah, I took that name from my favorite book of all time. It's Somewhere Early On by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Basically, you summed that up. Good to the last bite.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And you like Harry Potter, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, my character's cool. He controls the elements, except water and earth.
Elemental hero. Where have we heard that before?
Oh, come on. Don't drag Yu-Gi-Oh into this. It's the one thing that I'm not into yet.
But you're
for
also,
shame.
Yes. But you're also an anime girl, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yes.
Well, that's anime.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I watch Adult Swim a lot, like The Boondocks. I watch The Boondocks. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I watch Samurai Champloo.
Boon Squad. Okay.
I watch Soul Cry Ed, Ivan Nisis, Evelyn or something, I forgot it. But Ghost in Shell and Inuyasha.
And you're
and
also,
Naruto, yes.
Yes, and you're also big into Lord of the Rings, too.
Yeah. Ask me a question, any question, go for it.
Which character from the book was... Which major character from the book was deleted from the movies?
Could you, like, not drag the movies into this?
Okay.
Movies aren't... Okay, possibly the greatest movie that they've ever made out of the three movies that they have made about the books mm-hmm. would have to be the first one. That one was definitely...
Fellowship of the Ring.
Mm-hmm, that one was following complete storyline. Second one was very, very close. Very, very good. Third one completely missed part of the Pelennor Fields. Yeah. Let's see. Éomer was watching Éowyn defend Theoden's body from the Witch King. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. Okay. That's a major flaw.
Well, the answer to my question was Tom Bombadil, but...
Oh, yeah, Tom Bombadil, the Maia spirit, exactly. Who protected Frodo Baggins and Samwise Gamgee from the Barrow Downs and brought him out. Yes.
Exactly.
So he did it his my way.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
So
go for
other,
it.
What other movies and TV shows do you like?
Transformers, robots in disguise.
No.
Okay, old school.
Yeah, that's for us.
Okay, let's see.
Hey, old school.
As I said before, I love watching The Boondocks. I watch it religiously.
Live
I like,
from The Boondocks.
I like watching Cole Lyoko and Teen Titans.
Oh, my favorite, Teen Titans. You're speaking my language.
You think that show is pretty good?
Yeah, and I also rocks. Like... I also like watching Resident Evil, mm-hmm. Apocalypse, and first Resident Evil.
And see, there's taste at this table besides myself.
Of course.
Okay.
Sal, you're just dull.
Oh, thanks. Tell him, Dana.
I'm telling him.
So you also have a puppy, too, right?
Yes, Chunk. Mm. Most retarded puppy Chunk. Out there.
Did you name him from the Goonies?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Well, actually...
Yeah,
because that's old school
too.
Oh yeah,
too. Shelby named Chunk.
Yeah, Chunk. Yeah.
His original name was Copper, but that just did not seem to fit in his family. Yeah.
And you also have another sister, Casey, correct?
Yeah.
How do you guys get along?
Very, very, very well. Mm. We barely even have any fights.
I see. As opposed to you and Shelby, right?
We're
Clash
like
of the
really, really alike, and we just like. Yeah, wait, but it gets resolved sooner or later.
I see.
A so smackdown.
What are you? We only have a couple minutes left. What are your plans for the future? Now you mentioned you wanted to get into video game design.
Yeah, I not designing the video game, but hopefully designing like the character personalities.
The storyboard.
So, yeah, the storyboard. Storyboard. Yeah.
Storyboard designer.
Mm-hmm, or I might even get into writing because. Yeah. J.R.R. Tolkien's work just completely
inspired me. Didn't we just see
something
most recently just for that? There's some type of gaming company was looking for story writers?
I'm not sure.
I'm only 13 years old.
Hey, there have been some geniuses who have written some great ones.
Well, I'll say this much. You know what? You'd be surprised that young adults actually have more creativity than older adults. Yeah.
So you've written some books of your own?
Yeah.
What are those about?
Well, let's see. My first one that I was writing was fan fiction about Harry Potter. My second one is about the Greek gods and half-bloods, such as, like, the Greek gods' children in America. And third one is about, like, this little kid in the gang, and he's just getting caught up in all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And my fourth one is about a girl named Alexandria, and she's a half vampire, and she's got, it's kind of like a basis of Blade, really. Mm-hmm. And then my, fifth one, counting, is about, I just made up my own character named Ulrich, mm-hmm. who is the son of the Valar guard Ulmo, and he just kind of like travels through Middle Earth during the first Age of the Sun.
So are these posted on the internet or?
No, they're just for like my own pleasure.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time, so thank you very much for being on the show, Dana.
Thank you very much.